Hi, and welcome to the CDC podcast. In this edition, we're looking at the importance of building environmentally friendly buildings in developing countries. It's an issue that came further to light earlier this year when the head of the International Energy Agency said the world's number one priority should be addressing building standards. And here at CDC, part of our climate change policy is to encourage investors to adopt green building standards. Recently, we held a roundtable discussion to discuss this very issue. After the event, I caught up with Prashant Kapoor from the IFC. Prashant led the development of a green building certification system called EDGE. He says there's lots of potential in this area.
And just to get a sense in terms of this market size, right, of the opportunity, UK's carbon emissions totally is about 0.7 gigatons. The buildings today alone, existing buildings, contribute about 10. So that's 10 times or more than 10 times that of UK's carbon emissions. And then in the next 20 odd years, we're going to see that double. So from 10 gigatons, it's going to become 20 gigatons from buildings. So it's huge, the opportunity. And it's an opportunity that we can get right now because, you know, it's a case of having... You know, the buildings are already getting built. It's about having the right standards and the right techniques built in right now rather than have them built and then having to kind of repair them later on.
And we've been talking mainly about emerging markets and developing countries. Why are green buildings so important in these places?
Sure. I mean, the main reason is, look, they're going through a growth cycle, right? These countries are getting urbanized. India is still about only 40% urban. So they still have a lot of people that will move into cities. They're getting richer. And so affluence means that they have more amenities and more consumption rising. So, and also population by inertia is still rising in these countries. So the combined effect is that, you know, you need about double the amount of buildings in these countries. And that's really why it becomes such an important aspect. In comparison, if you look at, say, UK, the new building rate is like 1% of the market. Whereas if you look at India, it's huge. It's like 10% growth on construction. So it's sort of that's really where the opportunity is.
Green buildings aren't just attractive from an environmental point of view. They're also beneficial to the businesses which occupy them.
I'm Inge Herbrechts. I'm in charge of sustainability for Carlson Residor Hotel Group worldwide. Heat, light and power costs, particularly in emerging markets, can be very, very high. So anything you can do to reduce those is a gain on your net operating income for the hotel.
How do you see the future of green buildings in emerging markets?
Well, I hope we'll start to see more and more of them. At least we are committed to having more green hotel buildings in emerging markets. But as I was just saying, companies in the long run, every company will need to commit to science-based targets. We are committing, we're setting, not ready yet, but we are in the process of setting our science-based targets. So in the long run, a company like ours can only be successful and meet the science-based targets by building green hotels.
And more investors are looking to do deals with developers which subscribe to green building standards like EDGE. As CDC's Joram Segendo explains.
When it comes down to our existing investments, CDC is very catalytic from an environmental and social perspective. We try to ensure that for every investment that we invest in, we innovate with the company, we sit down and think with the company, with the sponsor, about how green initiatives can be applied to their particular business, be it within the industrial field, within the industrial sector, be it within the education, healthcare sector. I think that all these sectors depend on real estate in some shape or form, and efficiencies and value can be driven for them.
And in terms of investors, do you think that they see a lot of potential in this area?
I think there's going to be a massive future for green buildings, particularly in emerging markets. I think it's going to become a new subclass within the real estate sector. I think it's going to become attractive for increasingly environmentally conscious investors and increasingly environmentally conscious LPs, and I think they're going to generate a lot of value for us investors.
And that's about it for this podcast, but if you're looking for more information on the topics we discussed today, you can find it on our website, cdcgroup.com.